Jesus said in Luke Gospel, "Behold, look, I give unto you." That's what he said. Power. And we know that word power there, a better way of saying it, authority, because that's how it is in the original Greek. "I give unto you authority to tread on" what? "Serpent and scorpion, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall" by what?
Enemy
"hurt you." Now listen to this. I'll read it again. He said in Hebrews 4:2, he said, "For indeed we had this glad tidings, gospel of God proclaimed to us, just as truly," listen, "just as truly as" who? "The Israelites of old, when they was when the good news of deliverance from bondage came to them," right? The good news came to them. You remember when Moses came to them and told them that God sent me to deliver you, and how they got out in the wilderness and talk, and then they start talking about, "We want to go back to Egypt so we can have somewhere to be buried." What good? Once you're dead, what good is it? I mean, once I leave this body, what did I care? I'm out of it. But they were concerned about somewhere to be buried. The buzzard would have got them. But notice he said the good news of deliverance from bondage came to them. But the message they heard did not what? The message they heard did not what? Why didn't it benefit them? It was not mixed with faith, with the leaning of the what? Entire personality on God in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, goodness by those who heard it. "Neither were they united." Oh Lord, here we go. "Neither were they united in faith with the ones," Joshua and Caleb, "who heard and did." Give me Numbers 13:23. This one I want. And I want you to listen here a minute. Numbers 13:23. God had told the Israelites, they had been brought out of Egypt. They was out in the wilderness. They was on the way to the promised land. God told them, "The land is yours. I promise it to your forefathers. And I'm keeping my promise to you, because I told them when you went in bondage, I was going to bring you out and take you to your promised land." Hello, somebody. I promise it to you. Now watch what happened here. Let us take a few. "And they came to the valley of Achor and cut from there a branch with one cluster of grapes." How many?
One
cluster of grapes. "And they carried it" between how many?
"Two feet."
Upon, we'll get there. It's stuck. Come on. All right, there we go. Up on what?
A staff,
which is a pole. And some of the pomegranate and the figs. The place was called the Valley of Achor, because of the cluster of grape which the sons of Israel cut down from there. Keep going. And they returned from spying out the land. What translation you got there on me? Out the land from 40 days. Keep going. And they left and came to Moses and Aaron. Now watch it now. They found what? They found a cluster of grapes. They were so big. One cluster of grapes was, you know, you go in the store. I buy grapes all the time because it's part of the stuff I eat. And they have a cluster of them, but the little thing I hold in my hand. But here we're talking about a cluster of grapes so big it took two men to carry. Can you imagine how big? I take that little old pack of grapes, I can swing it in one hand and halfway know I don't have it. But can you imagine a cluster of grapes? That's bigger than the basket I'm pushing in the grocery store. Come on now. And they left there and came to who? Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation. I want y'all to listen to this. Because see, I read that scripture. He said it didn't profit them because they didn't mix faith with it. Y'all got to hear now. He said this didn't profit them because they didn't mix faith with it. Now watch it. So they left and came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the sons of Israel to the wilderness of Paran and Kadesh. And they brought back words to them, to all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. They brought back word and showed them the fruit of the land. It was exactly like the Lord said. Now watch what happened now. At the next verse. And they told them and said, We came to the land where you sent us. And surely, surely it flows with what?
Milk and honey.
And this is the fruit of it. Keep going. However, here we go. God, I know you said, I know the word said, but you know I'm just hurting.